Apostle Paul's writings now, which he has been writing to the Ephesians during at the time, which also belongs to us tonight from the first chapter from the beginning. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from my God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and to prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and in which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Well, we are gathered together again tonight on this journey around the Word of God, which will stand forever. Which will never fade away, as them are written, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall endure forever. It's good to know that there's something which we can believe and on which we can put our trust and faith on, one that never fades. All earthly and material things are going to fade and disappear, but the Word of God endureth forever. Which the Bible teaches clearly that it's written to guide mankind into salvation. Guide mankind how we are reconciled to God, how we are justified with God. I've often said there's a lot of important things for mankind, but the most important thing is to be reconciled with God. And it's all written that the work of God would be full in us. And this which we read was Apostle Paul's writing. And of all these Bible writings, it's written that they are not written by the will of man, but they are written by the Spirit of God. And they are saved for us. Apostle writes, save for you on the last times, to guide us on this narrow road of life to the blessed end. As the Bible, Jesus even, and it's recorded in the Bible, that this road is a narrow road. And again, that the white road is which leadeth to destruction. And this was Apostle Paul writes that he is the apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. An apostle writes very clearly. He says, I do not come to you with enticing words or with picked words or with learned words. And says, I did not want to know no more when I cometh unto you, but only know one thing, knowing this, that Jesus was nailed on the cross for him. There is a lot of wisdom in that, in knowing and believing this. As we have spent it Christmas Day a few days ago, in which God sent his Son into this world to bring joy to mankind. I've often said there's a lot of joys in the world, but that joy will end. That joy is very short. But this joy that was sung by the angels, that to you today is born a Savior, that joy is an everlasting joy. This Christmas gift that God gave to us, his only begotten Son, who came and was born into this world to bring peace to mankind, made peace and brought peace into this world. And that is a lot to have. To have peace with God, as Apostle writes, have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He brought peace to mankind. And Jesus even spoke about that peace. He said, I will not give you a peace like the world giveth to you, but the peace that he will give to us is everlasting. There is no end to it. And by the will of God, and to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That verse brings very clearly out that those that are faithful to Christ Jesus, they are saints, no otherwise. For he was born into this world to sanctify the mankind. Not this corrupted man, but sanctified by the Spirit of God. Our spirit is sanctified. That is recorded, as even Apostle Paul writes very clearly, that the Son of God is made for us from God for wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Made from God for us for wisdom. And those that are in Christ Jesus by faith, there is no greater wisdom in this world than that is. No greater wisdom. Sometime I have heard that you are very simple in your doctrine, but God has put the salvation mankind so simple that to the wisdom of mankind it is foolishness. That is recorded here in the Bible. And I've often said, we don't dare and we don't have to change our doctrine, for this doctrine has been from the beginning of the world. In the Old Testament, they believed what God promised, that his Son would come and redeem the mankind. They believed this promise. We are living the later part of the New Testament. Jesus, God fulfilled his promise nearly 2,000 years ago when he sent his Son into this world and completed the work for fallen mankind. So complete that God was satisfied in him. And don't have to change, you know. It, Apostle writes even, it makes you more steady when it's always the same.
rise to the Hebrews even that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. God will not change. God only has one way of saving mankind, and that is through his Son. And then greets them, grace be to you and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Spiritual blessing, blessed us with spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That verse even teaches us that God has seen everything before the foundation of the world was laid. Seen us even, and seen everyone. And then writes that we should be without blame in love. And this love we cannot find from ourselves, for it is not in this corrupted part. But as it's recorded here very clearly in the Bible, not so that we loved God in the beginning, but God loved us first. God loved us first. Loved the mankind so much that he gave his only begotten Son to us. And as whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Good pleasure of God's will. That's been God's good will and good pleasure towards all of us. And how much we got already, brothers and sisters in faith. More than the world can give us. As I mentioned already, that all earthly things and material things, they're going to be left. But this which we have in this Christmas gift, which is Jesus, that God gave his Son, is everlasting. Everlasting. And then writes to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. God has made us accepted to himself in the Beloved, in his Beloved Son. And to that we can read many places. As Apostle even writes, God was in Christ and reconciled the world unto himself. The whole world. I've sometimes said when it reads them words that reconciled the world unto himself, that means everybody. We're still here. Reconciled the world unto himself. In this Beloved, and writes, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And I've often said that in this world there's hundreds of different doctrines, but in the Word of God we don't find many ways, but only one way. For Jesus was born into this world to do God's will, to redeem this fallen mankind. And when Jesus had completed the work and ascended into heaven, he sent his own to preach this gospel. And read it unto them and said, take ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they shall be retained unto them. And this kingdom of God, Jesus died for that purpose, to redeem the fallen mankind. Gave his life, shed his blood on the cross for remission of sins. I have sometimes said that in this kingdom there's only one law. Only one law. Jesus died for all.
on the cross of Kolkata and paid the sins. Sins of us who believe, and sins even of the whole world. As John writes, he is the propitiation of our sins. Not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. And this law, the Holy Spirit wants to write into our hearts and into our minds. Write that our sins are forgiven. And I've often said that we, through this earthly man, we are all corrupted and not in good toilet in this corrupted part. But we have to be in this stream of grace in which there is forgiveness. And when we are in this grace, we are always clean. But if we turn around to look back, you know, we're going to be tangled up pretty bad. So bad we don't know where we are. Even the forgiveness of sins. I have sometimes said, as it's recorded here in the Bible even, that God is a consuming fire. On my journey, God had to be to me a consuming fire. This corrupted man sometime would want to keep his rights too, you know. But I have said, like one brother said once, he said, I like to grow. But God put me down so that the grace of God would be healthy to him and welcome to him. And I kind of think we all have some of that trouble in this corrupted man. I don't mean not in a new part, but in this corrupted man. God, burn out this old man. That even is written by many words that I could say it in Finnish language, you know. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, where he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. There even we find who works everything according to his own will. God works everything according to his own will. But that is many times, that's awful hard for us to understand and to us to believe. But we have to give glory to God and believe the word of God. In many instances, it seems that God has not done right, but he always does right. That we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel. There even we find, what is the word of truth? This gospel. The Bible teaches us, what is this gospel? He said, teaches us that the gospel means good tidings, what Jesus had done. Good tidings, what Jesus had done. And when mentioning them words, Jesus was born very low into this world. Born in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Our Savior and our Redeemer came so low and journeyed a low journey in this world. Looked over by the world, only the disciples that followed him. And mentioning of the disciples, you know, even, we find very clearly, Jesus asked his disciples that who does people say he is? They answered, some said, one, some of the old prophets has risen up. Elias and Moses and the old prophets. But then he asked them that, who do you say he is? I think it was Peter who answered, you are the Son of the living God. You are the Son of the living God. Jesus said, you did not say that, but his Father's Spirit said that through you, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And I've often said, God is not a dead God, it is a live God. To his own children who confess his name, it is recorded, who seek his righteousness, they shall be filled. Who seek this righteousness, they will be filled. And that we find recorded many places here in the Bible. By them words even it's recorded that he can give us a cup which overfloweth. And I am sure that the youngsters that are gathered here tonight, they have felt this love of God in their hearts. There would be a lot of enjoyment in a lot of places in this world were to spend even the end of this old year which we are spending. But I've often said that even the old year spends and ends, but it has ended good when it had ended in Jesus. And this new year we started in faith in Jesus. It's a good start. I've often said, without a Savior, without a Redeemer, a person is lost and is condemned. For there is no promise of everlasting life only in one name. No salvation nowhere else but only in one name. As Apostle writes, no salvation nowhere else but only in the name of Jesus. There is a lot of dark days and a lot of cloudy days, but Almighty God write this into our minds and into our hearts, that he has given his Son for us, who has done the work so complete from the beginning to the end, that God was satisfied in it. God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased and on whom you to believe. By faith and hope, on this gift which God gave us on Christmas Day, that there was born a Savior to us, and to me and to everyone, left heaven and came here and journeyed here for us. Seems to me, if I could find words, if words are given, but it's a good thing we haven't any words ourselves. If we had them packed up from before, you know, what we're going to say when we come, I think that would have been a little bit like canned stuff, you know. For we find the others even, Apostle Paul even, he didn't find anything in his own part what to say. And he did not come to you in big picked words or indicing words. And he did not want to know much more than that, but that he'd only know one thing. Know that Jesus was nailed on the cross for him. There is a lot of wisdom by faith knowing this, that he was born here and died for us, rose up on Easter morning and ascended into heaven, where he's sitting on the right hand side of God, waiting for the day that his enemies are made to be his footstool. And this faith which we have in Jesus will not make us ashamed. It writes, for the love of God is shed abroad our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The love of God. And this is our foundation on which we live, on this foundation which Apostle writes, mankind cannot lay a foundation, but God has laid a foundation, and the foundation is His beloved Son. Stand on this foundation to the end. We will get a great reward in heaven, so great of a reward that we cannot understand it here. But day will come when we will understand fully. That even is recorded here in the Word of God. And this, that we journey in faith and hope, that is God's work in us. And it's recorded in the Word of God so clearly that the Word of God shall not go empty-handed before God, but it must do God's will. Those who believe, it is precious. Those who believe, it is precious. But to the unbelievers, it's a stumbling block. But to the believers, this cornerstone, which Jesus said He's going to lay a cornerstone in Zion, which will stand forever. And this, that we are journeying in faith and hope, it's God's work. All I can even say tonight, God give His reign of grace to His work, give sunshine to His work, so that God's work will stay us to the day He'll get His own work from us. For this is God's work, that you believe on the one whom God hath sent. That was explained by Jesus Himself. This is the work of God, that you believe on the one whom God hath sent. And as we find all the truth, the Bible, all the others by faith, they were justified with God and had peace with God. That is written from the Old Testament and all through the Bible. And this, that we gather together, I remember in the Old Testament, even it was recorded, when they gathered together on this earthly pilgrimage, when the Spirit of God cometh wherever they were gathered, the worship got a little bit mixed up, you know. That's recorded in the Old Testament. And I've often said, I hope this, to gather around the Word of God and with the children of God and with the believers. I have sometimes said that even I'm only one of the edge, but journey with the children of God who are satisfied, who find their comfort, find their joy in which God has given to us His only begotten Son on Christmas Day. Sing songs to God for what He has given to us. A Christmas present by which we are acceptable to Almighty God. Good thing to have a God that is not angry at us, but God sees us as His own children. As His own children. Of course, there's always been an understanding, even in the days of Jesus. The disciples figured that Jesus is going to build an earthly kingdom, and they wanted to have some officer's job in that kingdom. But Jesus said, took a child in His lap and said, if you do not come as this child As this child, you shall not enter into his kingdom. By them words even Jesus teaches us to believe the word of God. Believe God and his word as it's recorded. We don't even have to understand it. And I've often said there's a lot of things in the Bible we do not understand. But Jesus even explains. He said, read the signs and read the happenings that are happening in the world. By the things that are happening in this world, these happenings will explain to you the word of God, what is prophesied in the word of God. All that are happening in this world will explain to us what is recorded in the Bible, that when time cometh, we can understand it. And that is where we have light which shines from God, that we put our faith and hope and trust on the one who gave himself for us. And may this good shepherd's love, as I've often said, that in the word of God, the only thing we can find as a good shepherd's voice in the word of God is this, that the good shepherd has given his life for us, went to die for us. And it says, whoever cometh through him, they will find green pastures, and they will find living waters. Green pastures and living waters in the word of God and in the work which Jesus done. God feed us, guide us through this world to the end, to the day we can see our Christmas gift. It's recorded. We shall be as he is, and we shall see him as he is. We are spending this Christmas and this year, we are spending here in this world yet. But a new year will begin. I don't mean 1962, but day will come when a new year will begin, where there is a beginning and not no end to it.
Everlasting year.
Everlasting year. It is recorded there shall be no change of daylight and darkness. No change of daylight and darkness. But God and our Lord shall be an everlasting light. The only light we have here in this darkness is the light which shines from the face of Jesus. That's our light. That light will guide us. If we put our faith and trust onto this light, there is no other friend that will stay with us. But Jesus said that he will stay with us to the end of the world. Be with us to the end of the world. And Jesus said, who confesses me here, he will confess us before Father and the angels in heaven. Reading them words, I've sometimes said, make no difference if we are not even known in this world. Even if we're not known here, but that we are known in heaven, and that our name is written in the book of life in heaven. That's the most important book. I sometimes said all the books of this world will burn, but the book which is in heaven will never burn. Our name written in the book of life in heaven, and no one knows. Older ones don't know, or the younger ones don't know, when our name will be called. I don't know when my name will be called. No one you know when your name will be called.
But it's wonderful to know here already, when we are called, we will find ourselves in the home which Jesus has prepared for us. As he said, if that wasn't so, I would say, I go and prepare a place for you in heaven. And this we can all have as a free gift from God. I've sometimes said that in Jesus, we got a full fare paid to heaven. He done the work so complete. And this, that we would like to feel the love of God here on this journey. I've often said, I hope that never ends. Never ends. I could say the words in Finnish language, you know, but it's kind of hard to translate them in English and speak in the Word of God, you know. I find myself very poor. Seems to me that it should come out with better words and so forth. But when it is the will of God, I was troubled with that a lot of times. I said, if God would tell me by some different, you know, things that it's God's will. But I remember the older brothers in faith, they used to say, the only answer you will get is what is the will of the children of God. It is God's will. And I have found that out in the Word of God, that whatever is the children's will, the believer's will, it is the will of God. Seems that I've run out of words. But be of good cheer. It's written in the Bible many places. By these words even it's recorded that rejoice, for your reward is great in heaven. But I have said I'm very stingy about rejoicing and being exceedingly glad. But I have said too that this, to be rejoice and exceedingly glad, There is a promise in that for the word, in the Word of God, all through. But out of this dust there rises a cloud which we have. Apostle Paul even writes that this God's work is hidden dust, so that it has to be the power of God to reveal it. But I have even said sometime, there was one in Michigan, he said, I'm no believer anymore. The devil put him so tight. He said, I'm not no believer. I asked him why. He said, I don't feel like a believer. I don't feel like a believer anymore. She might have felt like a believer so far, but not anymore. Boy, if I could feel like a believer every day, it'd be easy for me to believe. But it's recorded, the righteous must live by faith and not what they feel like. It's a good thing that that is written in the Word of God. Righteous must live by faith. For in this old man, there's a lot of kind of feelings, and a lot of them ain't very good either. I don't know if you have. In this corrupted part. But that even is recorded here in the Word of God. I've often said that all of us that got the God Spirit, we are carrying two parts, earthly part and a heavenly part. That is recorded. And in this earthly part, no good dwelleth in it. Apostle Paul writes even that he's got a law. He wants to do good. But the good that he wants to do, he does not do it. But the bad that he does not want to do, he do it. But he does not do it, but sin that dwelleth in this earthly part, in this corrupted part,
the flesh that is in,
in the flesh and in the blood. That is recorded here in the Word of God. So all I can say to all, and always has been my spiritual hope and prayer to God, for myself and for everyone, for the older ones and for the younger ones, even in our days, for the younger generation, I would like to say that the believers are beautiful flower garden before Almighty God. Those who believe, for that we find, and I've often said, all mankind is precious before God. It's recorded that whenever one returneth to the Lord, the angels in heaven shall rejoice. Everyone is so precious. Why? Because God gave his Son for all of us. So all I can say that this Christmas gift that was born on Christmas Day, that be our joy, our happiness here as long as we are. Well, that Christmas gift will never change its value. The value of this Christmas gift that was born from heaven will always be of good value. That we find in the Word of God. For there is nowhere, there is salvation nowhere else, but only in this gift. And mentioning them words, I have said sometime that I hope that this world would never fill our hearts, us older ones or younger ones, so that this world couldn't fill our hearts, that there wouldn't be room for Jesus. Honest friend and a true friend. So all I can say that leave myself and all of you in the care of this good shepherd. Feed us, guide us, for there is no shelter nowhere else. Amen.